What?
What happened to the money at Michigan State?
The money at Michigan State? Well, it doesn't really concern us.
Well, it's not you as a promoter.
No, it's our money, but we as a group don't lose it. It'll be covered by somebody else. So we don't actually lose the money. So it's really somebody else's problem.
They are. So you guys just called them, right? Still sick?
Pardon? No, no. No one's particularly sick.
When did you finish up the tour?
Thursday night.
Is that Vancouver?
Yeah.
And then you go back to London?
Yeah.
You come in and work on the album after that?
Yeah.
Release
it in the fall.
Release it in the fall.
Hopefully.
You're like putting Sting down and stuff in your diet here, but then there's Joe here.
Joe didn't put Sting down for his diet here.
No, you did.
What?
Yeah, that's what you did.
Yeah.
You did.
You represent them totally, you think?
What?
You represent them totally, the crowd? Or is it more or less you, what you think?
What, about Sting's diet here?
No, about anything with Sting.
Some of it, not all of it. When we're people, we don't all agree 100%. Mm-hmm.
But you're like their press man.
That's right, yeah. Now I think Sting's a fucking wally.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
think it's a fucking version of
put him down
supposedly reggae music. Do you know what I mean? I just think they're like the Moody Blues or something, really. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I don't see them as any kind of new kind of or anything like that.
But it seems like you guys like put down a lot of other bands.
Yeah, we do.
Do
we do. We put down most bands, yeah.
But
and they put us down. We deserve it, I suppose. We put ourselves up for plenty of criticism, and we take it. You know what I mean? And then we dish out some sticks some more.
Because it seems like you just do it through your music, sure, they do better that way.
Well,
you could do it through your music, sure, you're better that way.
It depends on the circumstance, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're involved in more than music, aren't you? Like the Ass Festival.
You work with writers and I mean you're the PR man. What do you think about writers and press or whatever?
I think there's one or two good ones. I think possibly got more better writers here than we got in England at the moment. I don't like any of them in England at all at the moment. I don't think there's one. I can't think of one. There's a couple of guys that write for kind of liberal papers which are, I suppose, reasonably professional writers.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's a peak of a Nick Kent or a young Tony Hubs.
What do you think
about that? I don't know either of them, right? I think Julie Bertram's quite music. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? She's such an opinionated old cat. That's why I like her, because she is so opinionated.
What
do you
know
what I mean? I hate her anymore.
What about American Radio?
American Radio? But I think it's pretty grim, but...
What about college stations?
Though? I think college stations do a really good job. Mm. I think they do a lot of groundwork. They get a lot of people with a lot more access. I think a college station, that's really good. We don't have anything like that in England.
You know, I've heard in some of the interviews I've been reading I think it's like stagnant. The music's kind of stagnant in England.
Yeah, I think, you see, like... They've played the new music, or some of the new music, right? And what is the new music? New music's not very good, is it? Yeah. I mean, that's where you get caught out there. So we used to say we'd be playing all this old crap for them. And now they say, well, we're not playing the old crap.
Yeah, no,
they're playing the new crap, do you know what I mean? Still don't seem to be much out there.
What do you think is going to change that? Do you think it's going to change?
I think it will. It'll change in England. It always does. There's always a circle. I don't know where we are in the circle exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like everything was like really straight and really rock and roll. And then everything was really straight and we had the beat R&B group, which Beatles, Rolling Stones, Who, something like that. And then that kind of all got really contained and then you had the plumber thing. Now it's all gone. And I'm sure, but I don't know what it will be, but I'm sure something will come up. Always does.
Why are you still staying with CBS though? They're such a large
we're contracted.
Company.
We contracted for a long time.
Was that since the beginning, or did
yes,
you?
Yes, no.
Do you want to stay with them?
Well, we wanted to be on a big record label, and when you really think about it, I don't know that any of the other big record labels would actually be any better.
Uh-huh. So, like,
I mean, we haven't
bands.
Had that many run-ins with them.
Lots
of
bands start their own, though.
Pardon?
Lots of bands have their own labels.
Yeah, but I don't think you can reach. We would never have reached the amount of people we have reached. By that, we made that decision in 1977.
Well,
we made that decision at the beginning when the group was formed. It was decided it would try and be on a big label and exist. So you can either exist within the industry or exist without it. We're interested in can you go through that? Nobody's done it. but can you go through it? On the one hand, I respect Krauss, and they all sit in their basement room and stuff, and they've all got their own set up. But they'd really like to play the world and like do all that and get their records out. I know they would. Do you know what I mean? They're caught in their dilemma. We're caught in ours. I'd rather be on a big label and accept. You have to face more of the dilemmas and more of the problems by actually dealing with it. And I think you do. And they've given us pretty much a lot of freedom now for a fair amount of time. We haven't had any serious run-ins for... God, since Sandinista, they taught us a lesson.
It's just too long.
Are you going to try and do anything like that again for the record?
Not three for the price of one.
It doesn't
work. Maybe one. Two for one kind of works. Can work.
Well, it's all that new material, you know.
Well, I suppose it would depend on some of it. Some of it. I wouldn't guarantee every single song.
I've been reading a lot of other reviews, and there's other materials too.
The set changes every day. It never stays the same. So songs come and go. So you always go to town and someone says, why didn't you do? But you got to keep changing it to make it interesting. Otherwise, it must become really boring. I mean, that Stray Cats played the same set in the same order for 2 years. I just imagine it would be really boring. Do you want me to go, right, how would this one that goes?
Did you watch the opening band at all?
Tonight, I had a little glimpse. We couldn't but listen to it.
Did you get a chance to go
on a video? I thought they sounded okay. I wouldn't say they were great. I think they're a lot better than some of them.
How come you don't approve of DOA as an opener?
No, it wasn't we didn't approve. I didn't fancy DOA for the show again at the moment, right? I didn't fancy it.
Kind of, we didn't go hardcore.
Yeah, I think you take the whole show into too much. So you got to have a bit of variety, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You had a dub band here or something like that, or a funk band.
You'd still go. You'd still use a funk band or a dub band.
Oh, yeah, we still do it in places, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And you might use new bands, do you know what I mean? Because you like to give them a chance, you know. And whether or not they're good or not, you know, it's not really, you know, you make a decision out of what's available, you know.
And it's like,
there's some good players out there. I can't say I've seen a lot of great bands. But there's some good players. I'm sure there will be some good bands. I reckon maybe the next big thing will come from America. Maybe it won't come from England. Mm-hmm. And that's about time, America.
Yeah, like, you really guys played with Los Lobos, right?
Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're great, but you also have to watch all those tracks. Mm-hmm. Not good to play with certain bands all the time, because they get...
Yeah, like your first tour...
You know, you people go, oh yeah, them, you just go and see them at something, you know, with the Clash, and then they lose their own identity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be good to bring bands back from England. We'd do it again, but we couldn't afford it on this tour.
How come... Is it just because Mick sang him, like, should I stir, should I go in training van?
We've done should I stir, should I go sometimes for a laugh. But, yeah, we don't do training van.
Because I heard,
we'll
like, I think it was, like, Joe's talking about how moronic of a song should I stir, should I go is.
Well, it's quite humorous in a way. Eddie Van Halen's got a good quote on it, but there you go. I actually thought it was a good quote, you know. But, we do it sometimes for fun, like, last number or something. We don't do... Training Brain, we don't do Stay Free, don't do those ones. Can't remember what other ones we don't do.
Is he going to have like rights to some of those, do you think?
But he has rights as a songwriter, you always have rights.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
As a songwriter. For like,
does he get money then when you play him?
Yeah, but you get something, I don't know how much it is in England, but in America, but it's something like about 10 cents in England. I mean, everyone should get that, whoever plays, whoever's song, you know. Uh-huh. Once you register it, if you do someone else's song, or who owns it, they get paid. So he won't be making an absolute fortune out of it, do you know what I mean? Probably like a Mexican dinner out of that whole tour.
He said, it was reported that he was going to bring Topper over and show America the real
Topper time. Topper and Mick fell out 4 weeks ago. They did have a group, they were trying to get a group together that it was rumoured that it was going to be called the Top Risk Action Company, the RAC, not the Clash. Uh-huh. They didn't want to call it the Clash. But they're falling out, they're not in a group together.
Yeah, it always seemed like Joe would be the political one, but Mick was the rock and roll. Because
Mick changed, you know, and when someone's a friend and when you go through a lot together, you just work on the basis that they'll change back and that they're having a rough patch. And then realise one day that somebody's changed.
Yeah, because Mick was saying about he doesn't like to evangelise at all. during the shows, and Joe kind of does that at Us Festival. He was.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes you've got to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You've got to like either put yourself up for it or shut up. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We certainly don't fall into the category of people that are willing to shut up. You know? We like to get an argument going, right? Mm-hmm. Once you get a big argument going, you get all kinds of people involved. And then you get, you know, maybe you get a few answers. When you go to the doctor, the first thing the doctor's got to do is find out what's wrong, right? Until he knows what's wrong, he doesn't know how to fix you up. So we like people to, like, get huge arguments over. Yeah, ridiculous arguments over. It's really good.
It didn't seem like you did much of that though, tonight, that the band did much, compared to other shows, though.
No, no. Well, so we spent 3 days on the bus. So.
Yeah.
It was nice scenery, but... It's kind of a bit boring.
What do you think of playing at a college?
Well, we played a lot of colleges. We don't mind. I mean, we play where we can get an audience.
Kind of hot out there today.
Yeah.
Warm in the air.
Yeah, we play where we can get an audience within reason, as long as we feel it.
How come?
At the moment, we want to play, so we're willing to accept the fact that we have to play some coaches. Yeah. We're willing to accept the fact that some towns, you know, you can't play.
Like
you know, it's very hard to tour without a record, you know. Uh-huh. Major groups don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long time.
Why did you decide to do that?
Well, we want to be a real group. Let, you know, go out and be a real group, you know. Get to know everyone. And let the people that have followed the group a long time see the new group and let them decide what they think, rather than just rush in and just whack out the first thing that they think of as a record.
What about, did you debut the band in California in January?
Yeah.
Why did you debut there?
Because that's where we left off with the Us Festival. We said we'd go back. We couldn't put on a free show because we didn't have any money because it's all in the court cuts. Mm-hmm. So the best we could do is go back and debut the band then. So that's why we did it.
Why is this your first time in Oregon?
The reason this is our first time in Oregon is because Mick Jones isn't in the group anymore. Uh-huh. You see, therefore we can do lots of things.
He didn't like Oregon?
He didn't like touring.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, he would never do a tour like this.
You like touring?
Right, yeah, everyone else likes touring.
Who did your tattoo?
What?
Who did your tattoo?
Bob Roberts. He's in Los Angeles now.
Kind of got a 3D effect.
Mick didn't like all that long tours. That riding on the bus and all that. He liked the plane, but he didn't like the rest of it.
Were any of the songs you performed tonight, are any of those going to be on an album?
Possibly. I'd say some of them definitely will, it'll depend how the record goes as to what finally goes on. Mm-hmm.
When you go on a tour like this, is there a part of America that you guys like best?
I heard the Texas. South. Texas is the absolute best. You're not allowed to keep going to Texas. We've been told, you know, otherwise it looks bad on the rest of the country.
Is that because of the audience or?
I like the South, yeah, they go fucking crazy. You ever been down there? They go crazy. I also think they're quite nice people, but yeah, we have a soft spot for the South.
You know, in this court, of McDonald's for the name, have you ever just considered dropping the name?
Where's those boys at?
Well, not outright, no, I don't see why we should. Give it to me.
We're just good old boys.
Well, no, it's not being considered at the moment. I don't think that's a solution. I think we are the Clash, and he was.
Why do they still perform I'm So Bored With USA, though, when they make most of their money? Or does it have anything to do with that?
I'm So Bored With USA is a song, right? Uh-huh. It's about being in England, right?
Uh-huh.
It's about America being in England, right?
Yeah,
television, America, all the time. Right?
Yeah, I know.
It's a song about being in England.
You used to dedicate to Freddie Laker and stuff in your old shows.
Yeah, but that's what the song is about. Very much, very misconstrued.
Please treat yourself normally, all right? You walk in there.
Having said that, after 2 months, yes, I am pretty bored in USA now. I'd like to go back to London.
No, Luke. No, I'm Jesus.
He's Pete.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Pete.
How are you being treated as new members in the band?
What?
How are you being treated by the fans?
Oh, shit.
Why?
What do you mean?
Like within the fans, like, you know, they think you're trying to take Mick's place and Jones and stuff. It's just like.
I think the thing is pretty good. So.
How long do you think it's going to take before, like, the Clash is, you know, back? where it used to be. Like,
it's better than now. Mm-hmm. It's better than now.
Yeah, I know. With the band, by me, between the people, did they realize that you guys are back?
Oh, you saw the show. You tell me.
Yeah, I know. I think so. But there's other people too.
Well, most different. People think it's usually pretty good. Have you seen this out with the RPR man?
Hmm?
Have you seen sorted this out with our?
I'm not taking pictures now.
Close, right?
Yes, sorry.
All right. Erase it. Come
I
on.
I am. Look.